Do you remember how many times I told you that
N-word joke?
No, stop. Oh. Yeah. Do you know how many?
I didn't know. I was guessing. I didn't know.
No.
What?
The Confederate statues joke.
Oh, we're right there.
100%. Cheers.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, Americans and other citizens of the world. Welcome to Two Bears, One Cave.
But Americans, you're first.
You're definitely first. America first. And
number one in our books, America.
Yeah, that's right, America. And, you know, the man's watching you. He's following you.
What's our record with wars?
What do you mean?
Like, we got World War I, World War II. Mm-hmm. Do you count Spanish-American War?
I mean...
Hey, how many... Just type in... Oh, let's do this. We got a new Googler. How many wars has America won versus tied? Have we lost a war?
Let's look at the... Let's see what the results are here.
Not how many have we been involved in. That's going to be fucking astronomical. We're going back to war.
Oh, here we go. This is an actual...
There we go.
Win-loss thing here.
Do you hear them working? We have a new Googler.
Yeah,
we want to mention
Googler.
That?
Yeah. Well, so far, I'm impressed.
We're already at an answer?
Do we have an actual number? Or it's just... Because this looks like it's a... More of a... Analysis, right?
Yeah, it's not giving us a number. Hold
on. Let's go back and see if there's another result. Well, as you look for that, see if you find an actual answer.
And we'll welcome the rest of the world.
Yeah. You guys too.
Including you, Ethiopia, who's going to war right now.
Including you, Ethiopia.
Do you think we have any fans in Ethiopia?
Probably.
You ever meet a fan that, hey, congratulations on your new podcast, Tom Talks?
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
I think you should let the other guy talk a little bit, but whatever. Someone get me a word count from Tony Gonzalez in the first 10 minutes.
Okay, we're getting results here. I talk a lot on the next one, too. You know what it is? I think I'm so suppressed on this show that I really let it out.
No, that's not what it is.
Oh.
You are so excited to talk to Tony Gonzalez.
And Yang. I have Yang, too.
You have Andrew Yang on?
Yeah.
Yang?
Yep.
Yang Gang. Shut the fuck up.
Yang Gang, dog. And then...
What's he like?
He's so accessible. Like, you can't believe you're talking to...
Presidential candidate.
Former presidential candidate who is like... I feel like you feel thankful that somebody like that, regardless of your politics, is involved in that world. Because you get like a genuine sense of like somebody who just wants to help. And you don't sense any like ego or power grab or like give me credit kind of from him. It's just more, he seems very accessible. Like you relate to him in a way that you would never related to. That's what I told him to most politicians. You're like, what are you? You're like my uncle or something. You know what I mean? Like you seem like a banker, you know, you don't feel like you can talk to the guy. And I feel like with Yang, that's what I was like, I hope you stay in this world because you seem like such a relatable guy.
Did you ask him some hard hitting questions?
Oh, this is the fucking news. Yeah, of course I did.
Did you show him a video of an Asian guy getting pinned to a wall by a car and be like, hey, Andrew, what do you think of that?
That is...
He just fucking stone faces you.
That is precisely why I don't have them on the couch.
So tell me why you started Tom Talks, because I remember you saying a long time ago, you're like, can we get, you're like, I want to have Ricky Williams on.
Yeah.
But I don't, it's, you're like, your mom's house isn't the right fit. And you're like, I don't know if this is the right fit. And
because
then you started,
I'll tell you exactly why, because there's just people that I want to have a conversation with and like just talk, and I don't feel like your mom's house is the place for a lot of them, where I'm like, you know, like I said, like, hey man, do you want to see someone get a Coke can shoved up their ass? Like things like that, where I go, I just feel like it's a place where I can actually have the conversation.
Yeah.
I actually get, you know, like jealous that people get to do that. Like, you know,
yeah,
on BurtCast, when you just like talk to someone,
yeah,
that's kind of like, and there's people who we've done your mom's house long enough where you go, there are just perfect fits. Sometimes they're not comedians. Like honestly, some of the best guests are musicians, but if it's somebody who I just go, I really just want to have a conversation. That's really why I talk. And I'm not committing to, that's the thing. It's like, I don't have to do it. It's not like, you know, the schedule's dictating it. I'm only going to have people on that who I really, really want to talk to.
Okay, let's do a wish list of Tom Talks.
Okay.
Like, let's do a wish list.
Well, I have a list right here.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do Smash or Pass, all right? You say the name, and I'm gonna tell you they're fucking awesome guest, or I could pass immediately.
Okay, I want to talk to...
I'll start with Andrew Yang, pass. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
I don't know anything about presidential candidates, and I feel like that is such a shit show of a fucking breeding ground of hate from the internet that, yep, I just go, stay the fuck away. Tony Gonzalez, hardcore smash. And I'd fuck him, too. That guy's hot. That guy's fucking hot.
He is
gorgeous, yep, and he is a man. That
He's a
voice
real man.
Of his...
You feel like such a bitch standing next to him. I mean, the whole time I was like, Daddy... Can I talk? Like he's such.
Does he speak Spanish?
Some.
Did you guys like?
No. He's but that did, like, I was telling him because we were on a flight together. I was like, hey man, how many NFL players do you think? He was reading a book and taking notes, and I was like, you're taking notes for yourself. And he was like, yeah. And I go, how many NFL players do you think do that? He goes, how many people in society do that? And I was like, good point. Because like,
I think the number's lower in the NFL.
I think it is.
You know what I was thinking? You know what I was thinking today? Because what happened with, you know, the Warren Sapp failing drug test to do Two Bears, One Sap, and so that we couldn't do it? Oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to say that. Oh, my God. I'm kidding. That's a joke, everybody. That's a joke. And you would have had more antics like that on Two Bears, One Sap.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. It didn't happen for a lot of reasons. But what I was thinking is...
Yes?
What if we rescued a football player?
What do you mean rescue?
Like someone who's been... through the fucking ringer. Like, today I was like, what if we did it with Steve DeBerg? Like, just like a fucking journeyman, random dude who really has nothing to fucking lose.
Yeah.
Literally is like running a bait shop in fucking Marathon Island down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. And he's like, I'll tell you what I hated about the locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew there were gay guys in there, but they wouldn't let us smoke them out. You know, like a real fucking, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A guy that's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And we can just sit in between them and be like, holy shit. Yeah.
Like a straight up bigot. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. It's like, cut your fucking dreads, black guys. Like one of those guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Heart attack. And so,
hey, man, people are fucking like worried about you.
We're not done with your fucking list.
We're jumping to people are worried about you because you did heart attack.
No,
so
I'm fine.
Well, no. Because like people were proposing possible health issues.
No.
You're like, it's not possible.
Dude, look at me. I'm fucking fit as a fiddle. I'm the fattest I've ever been right now. Here's the deal. So I get allergy induced asthma,
mm-hmm,
and it always turns into bronchitis, and that's what happened at the beginning of the tour. And I couldn't get rid of this cough. I mean, I literally couldn't get rid of this cough, and it kept.
Did you think
up
it was COVID every time?
Every fucking morning, because what would happen is we got a new puppy every morning.
Every morning you're like, I'm gonna die today.
That's what, you know. That's what America does. You wake up, you go chills, no aches, no, and then I go cough, check.
Uh-huh.
And so we have this new puppy, and he does this thing called attack licks. I mean, it's the weirdest, it's the funniest, greatest way to wake up. He jumps in the bed at like 8 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, and he does this thing where he like fake bites you, but he licks you. Mm-hmm. But he is aggressive. Like he's going, and it makes me laugh so hard. And I love attack licks. And so we do it every morning. And I have an allergy attack every fucking morning. And I couldn't kick the cough because it was coming up from allergies. So I got on a steroid and an albuterol to have to get rid of it. But I do this thing when I get this cough where I cough to the point where it's like all the blood is rushed out of everywhere. Drew explained it to me and I almost passed out. And I have passed out before. I have definitely passed out mm-hmm. from coughing. But I'm fine. I ran 3 miles this morning. My knee's kind of hurting me. So I kind of I'm on a health kick. Speaking of which.
Oh.
No Kool-Aid today, big boy.
No? Because you're on your health kick now.
Both of us are.
We're both on a health kick.
You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to make sure you like it because I don't want to waste any on you.
Yeah. So I'm just going to tell you my first thought.
What's that?
Explosive diarrhea.
I've never been more excited to say 100%. That's why I love it. I love
you shit.
Blow out the toilet. Like, just, it looks like a Pollock just paint. Just, I wrote a joke about it in my last special. You shit on the underside of the seat. Like, when you lift the seat up, it looks like it's got freckles. Tell me what you think. This is my concoction.
It is?
Yep. Cheers.
It's very green.
It's very, dude, this is so good for you.
It's not wine.
It's not wine. That's a good batch.
There's a lot of ginger.
It's good for your. Type in what ginger is good for you.
Wait a minute. You got shit all over your face.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, are you fucking serious? I did Access Hollywood with this all over my face yesterday. I was drinking one of these.
I'm sure you
did.
Just
all over my face.
Ginger is loaded with antioxidants,
compounds that prevent
stress and damage to your body's DNA.
There we go.
That's all you should eat.
High blood pressure, heart disease of the lungs, healthy aging.
Yeah.
There is a Rogan-sized thumb of ginger in there.
I mean, it's really, really something.
I'll do another one. I'm fucking, that's how good these are.
Yeah. Make sure you drink it really fast, otherwise it doesn't work.
I wonder if I drink it too fast sometimes.
This guy walks up to me after he goes, "Hey, man. I didn't know who you were." And I go, "Okay." You know when people like apologize?
I love that.
They're like, "I had no idea who you were." And you're like, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "Someone told me you're pretty funny." And I was like, "Appreciate the over-the-top compliment." And he goes, "No, you know, you knew that." And I was like, "All right, well, thanks, man." He goes, "Yeah, man, it's like I checked you out." And I laughed and I was like, "Okay, thanks a lot, man." And he goes, "Yeah, man, what's it called again that I know you from?" And I go, "Well, I don't know."
I wasn't there when you learned about
me. I'm not even sure what you're referencing. He's like, "Your show." And I go, "Which show?" And he goes, "The Cabin." And I go, "Oh, yeah. You like that?" And he goes, "Yeah, man, that's what I was saying. Like, you're a funny guy." And I go, "That's what you know me from?" And he goes, "Isn't that your show?" And I go, "Yeah."
And so he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Hey, man, I want to suck your dick." And he's like, "What?" And you're like, "Never mind. I don't party then.
My show.
All right, go to your Smash Your Pass list. I want to see these guests. Mm-hmm. What?
We got to look at our war data first.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go back to our war data. I'm going to say a name of a country. You tell me if you think we beat them. Ready? Yemen. Have we ever beat them in a war?
Have we fought them in a war? I mean, we've bombed them.
Then that's a win. Okay. All right. Take it. Uh-huh. America, 1. Yemen, 0.
Okay.
Hezbollah.
Yeah.
Have we fought? Is Hezbollah not a country?
It's not a country.
All right.
It's an organization that they get kind of fiery about some things.
All right. Have we ever fought Russia?
Well, I mean, we were not. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because in a.
No.
In, well, we don't. It's not like the Russia-American war, but we were adversaries in.
Yeah, but did we ever go to. Well, we probably went to.
Yeah, we probably shot a few people, right?
Those were the days. By the way, DJ Vlad brought that up to me. He was like, I did a show.
This is so hilarious.
What?
That you're like, yeah, I did DJ Vlad. I don't know. It's just funny because I've seen so many interviews with like rappers.
I love his show. Yeah. I love his interviews.
And he's like, "Bert, spit some bars."
By the way, if you had,
what was it like growing up in the streets, dog?
It was a cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, in your book, you wrote that Russians are disgusting, like whatever I wrote about Russians. And as he's reading it off, and it sounds horrible, I'm like, I think Vlad's Russian. He was like, you said it was nice to know who your enemies were because it wasn't racist back then. And I was like, all right.
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I trashed Kevin Hart.
You trashed Kevin Hart?
I don't trash him. I don't trash him. I'm trying to make a joke and it never worked. And you know how, like, here's the problem is that this is what's wrong with cancel culture is sometimes you'll make a joke and it doesn't fucking work. And then you keep working that joke until one day it works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how many times I told you that?
N-word joke?
No, stop. Oh. Okay. Do you know how many?
I didn't know. I was guessing. I don't know.
No.
What?
The Confederate statues joke.
Oh, we're right there.
I tried that joke on this show.
What was the joke?
I can't tell it now because it works in my act. I want to use it for my special.
Oh, okay.
But I told
it. I have a Confederate statues joke.
I don't think it's the same. I listened to yours.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah.
No, I'm curious. No. Mine, people will enjoy. Go ahead.
So I wrote it and I fucked it up so many times. I remember Nadav, do you remember me telling it here? Don't spit it out.
Oh my God, I almost puked it out.
It's good, right?
It's good, but that's not why I was going to spit it out. Go ahead. Keep telling.
Nadav, do you remember I made you take it out of the show?
It sounds a little familiar.
Yeah, because I just wasn't doing it right. And then I did it right. So like I had this joke about, not a joke, it was this premise about Kevin Hart where I was saying, I'm tired of people saying they work hard. Like, uh-huh. I'm tired of hard work being why you're successful.
Oh, right.
It just drives me nuts because I've worked hard my whole life, but I was unsuccessful at periods of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I'm busting my ass. And there are people that work hard that aren't successful. And I just was like, I've been trying to a bit. And I guess I went off on this one time. And I was like, fuck hard work or whatever. I don't know. And I was like, talk about the times. I don't know. My point is, Kevin Hart's new special is awesome. I love Kevin Hart.
Oh, my God.
It sucks because I do love Kevin.
So wait,
Kevin.
On Vlad, you bagged his
what? I didn't bag Kevin Hart. I bagged people who brag about hard work being why they're
like
successful,
Kevin.
Which is very Kevin.
Yeah.
It's very Kevin. It's very The Rock. It's like there's certain things like, and you can't like, here's the
I
thing.
I think a lot, the thing about
let's,
those
let's
guys,
get to the bottom of this because well, you work hard, correct?
Yeah.
Do you attribute your success to hard work or do you attribute, let's try to identify the luck in your career that you go, I was actually fucking really lucky that happened. And if that hadn't happened, I don't know where I'd be.
There's a few.
Name them. I'll name all mine. Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a fucking 6.5 year college student, and I had no plans. And Rolling Stone magazine discovers me, calls me the number one party in the country, and literally Oliver Stone option rise of my life, and I get the confidence to do stand up. Had that never happened, no, I have no career in this business.
Boats.
None.
Cleaning boats.
I'd be cleaning boats. Yeah. Kreiser, tell us what you think about the vaccine morality. Well, I think you should go to Mexicans first. All right. Kreiser said it first. Here we go.
I was lucky a couple times. Once that I was lucky that I was dumb enough to quit my day job when I did, which was definitely too early. Like, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was well paying. I fucked myself. But it made me go, oh, I have to make a living doing stand-up. I mean, barely scrape by. But that's like, people would be like, you made it, but it's like, that was not well thought out, and the payoff is that, you know, then I was lucky that Comedy Central passed on Completely Normal, and
right,
and that was the goal, and then I was lucky that I got the call, and they were like, hey, Netflix is going to license, but it wasn't today's Netflix. It was 2013.
Do you think, I think a lot of...
And I was like, oh, all right.
I remember when you telling me, yeah, Netflix is kind of blown up. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, I mean, you and Bill were the first people on Netflix that really popped.
Well, Bill was the one who, he told me, he was like, dude, because I was like, yeah, it's going on Netflix. He's like, you know, that's good, right? And I was like, is it? And he goes, He goes, it's done way more for me than anything else in my career. I remember him saying that, and I was like, nah, because he was already like,
yeah,
like he was like, you know, one of the main dudes in stand-up. I was like, for real? And he goes, oh yeah. He goes, by far. And I was like, oh, all right. And so, but that luck, that's luck, I think.
That's,
timing
that's
and
total going, fucking,
because it could have gone to Comedy Central.
If it had gone to Comedy Central, you realize you would not be sitting, we wouldn't be sitting here. Right. I wouldn't, here's the other thing, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
It's like my relationship with you forged in, and let's kill it. You want to kill it? My relationship with you and whatever serendipity it is or luck, but luck that we worked together one weekend and we got each other's personality, started having a good time. And then like, hey, we'll do these gigs together. What that's, I believe that's luck. I believe in that.
Do
luck.
You know, I told Joe this a few weeks ago, and I don't think it registered to him that I was kind of talking about luck too, that so I won a contest to host three shows on the Bud Light Maxim Real Men of Comedy Tour, which was Joe Rogan, Charlie Murphy, and John Heffron. And I got to open three shows and do 3 minutes cold, right? 3 minutes. They're like, get off after 3 minutes, which like you can't even, you know, imagine opening.
3 minutes is impossible.
It's fucking,
I used to have to do five for Drew Carey. And I was like tearing through. My name's Bert. Hot sex name.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
So what I told him was, I go, you know, he always talks about how he met me there and we connected. But here's the moment he doesn't realize that I think would have definitely at least changed our when we would have maybe connected or become friends. The last show I did on that tour. So everybody who won a like contest regionally got to do three dates. I got to do Irvine, San Diego, and Phoenix. Phoenix was the big show. It was a big theater show at the Celebrity Theater.
In the Round.
In the Round.
Oh, God, it's so funny that I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about this.
It was 2007. So I'm back. I remember that I did the show. I remember I'm in the green room, and Joe's there with like a crew, Red Band, and these guys. And I remember it was a Saturday night, and it was in the fall. So college football was on,
yeah.
And like, so I'm watching like LSU, Auburn or something, and somebody's like, "Hey, you know, there's like some fight on," and I was like, "Who the fuck would want to watch a fight, like if you have college football on?" And they were all like, "What?" And I was like, "I mean, you'd rather watch fights than this?" And they were like, his buddies were like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Well, I have no interest in watching that bullshit," and. I don't think I even knew that these guys. And one of the guys was like, I am a fighter. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, if you want to watch that shit, go ahead.
So, and you're like, might as well put it on some archery.
Yeah, I was
sake.
Like, so fucking boring. So I did my set. And then that night, because they would take turns closing the shows. So Phoenix, Joe was closing. So after Charlie gets off, we're hanging out in the green room, and we're just like getting along. He's like, he's laughing, and I'm like so excited because I'm such a Chappelle Show fan and everything. Yeah. So he's like,
and an odd Charlie Murphy fan. Like, I mean,
yeah,
before Charlie Murphy was Charlie Murphy, I knew Charlie Murphy.
Yeah,
was.
Charlie Murphy. Yeah, because you see him, he'd pop up in movies, and so anyways, he's like, yeah, he's like, we're gonna go to dinner, and I was like, okay. He goes, do you want to come? And I was like, oh my god, yes, dude,
I'm coming right now.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, bet. Like, he had Rich was his cousin. He's like, all right, man, we're going to go. So he starts walking down the hall, and he's walking out. I'm following like 10 feet behind. And as I'm following him, Joe stops me in the hallway, and he goes, hey man, you know, this was really fun. He goes, you're really funny. And I go, oh, thanks, man. And as he's saying that, I'm like, I'm looking down the hall because Charlie's walking out, and it's not like our relationship is forged to the point where I can go like, Hey, Chuck, hold up. Like, I can't. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I go, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate that. And he goes, yeah, dude, like, really funny. You know, you only had like a few minutes. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. And I start kind of like,
the doing, Fear Factor guy's fucking up my relationship with Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, well, I start taking like a step away, you know. And he's like, he goes, do you ever want to like do gigs together? And I was like, I mean, yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to, of course. And he's like, yeah, And like, this is all happening at a very normal, natural pace. But the whole time I'm like, he's leaving right now.
Yeah.
So I go, absolutely, man. Like anytime. And then I start to like go, I appreciate that. He goes, well, he goes, give me your number. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. So I give him my number and he's like, yeah, like really funny. I go, yeah, look, I got to go because we're going to dinner. And he's like, oh, okay. And I go, I go outside and I don't see Charlie. And then I see like a truck, you know, 50 yards away. And the clearly like the car started, the lights are going on. And I like sprint to the truck and I get in.
So you get there 5 minutes later.
Oh my God. I get in and then we go to dinner. And I have this dinner that I'll never forget.
You told me about this dinner.
Which is so fun. But what I was telling Joe, I was like, you realize that like if I had 10 seconds earlier walked down that hall or whatever, I go, maybe we would have befriended each other. Like I probably would have seen you at some point. You'd been like, oh, I remember you from that thing. But he called me 2 weeks later and took me to Tampa to do shows before UFC. And I was like, that hallway interaction was like luck. It was like a moment.
You know? I remember you telling me about the Tampa gig.
Yeah.
And this is where I stretch it back is, and maybe too much of the butterfly effect, but I go, had that not happened with you and Joe, I would not have ever met Joe.
Well, probably like later.
Maybe.
Probably.
But I wouldn't have met him the way I met him initially, whereas it was early, but it was before he is who he is today, which...
When we did Tampa, we did two shows at the Tampa Improv. That's
crazy. And then I think that's where I wish that people... In my opinion, it feels very exclusionary to say that hard work is what got me here. It's like Prince William was like, I'm like the hardest working prince.
You know what those guys, you know what all those guys should reframe, the guys who lead with that, is hard work is incredibly important once you've made a name for yourself.
Yes.
Oh, so like once you're like, I'm Kevin Hart, I'm this guy, you know, this star, I'm the Rock. Like now that you reach that point, you got to work. And I think that's what they're kind of meaning. Like once I got here, I can't chill out. Like I have to work really hard to stay here, to be putting out content and stay, you know, in the zeitgeist or whatever. But like it's the hard work to getting there does involve
it. The hard work to getting there, it does. But I also go like, I mean, how many people do we know that we started with bust their fucking ass? But I'll name a fucking name right now of a guy I think's massively talented, fucking the hardest working dude I know, who isn't selling theaters and should be, Jay Larson. Jay Larson's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Has one of my favorite jokes ever written. You will not find a guy.
Is it Wrong Number?
Fucking Wrong Number is the funniest fucking joke.
Wrong Number is really
funny. It is a joke. I tell this to Jay every time that he should tell every time he's on stage. It's that good. And he doesn't have the recognition that he should have. And I will, and you know this, Sickle will tell you this, pound for pound, there is not one person in this industry that works harder than Jay Larson. He gets up every fucking morning, vision board, fucking script, 1 hour on my script, 1 hour on my television pilot, and we're talking on spec, producing a show for Golf Pass, producing a show for this, doing a podcast. Like he is a, and then you, and I'm sure Jay was like, look, man, I'm happy. I don't need to be Kevin Hart. I'm sure he would love to be. And my point in this is like, I was Jay Larson 4 years ago going like, I'm fucking killing. I'm busting my ass. When's this hard work pay off? That was my point.
Yeah.
This is a bad analogy, really, really bad analogy, but it sounds like when white dudes go, where's my white privilege? And you're like, that actually is a horrible analogy, but like, you got it. You just don't see it. Like there's certain times you get it. You just don't see it.
Yeah.
Like, and so when you flip it to see, like, you never hear Tom Hanks go like, I'm the hardest working man in show business.
Right.
He's just puts the work in.
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody.
I love Kevin. Now I got to say good shit about Kevin because we were saying this before. He is singularly one of the funniest individuals alive. Like if you gave him a bowl of popcorn and sat across from him on a couch and watched him eat popcorn and didn't say a word, you'd be crying laughing.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be trying at all. He is that fucking funny. His special, whenever he does – One of my favorite bits ever is he does the Shaq Cedric thing.
The Shaq Cedric thing?
Have you ever seen a Shaq Cedric All-Star? Is a set to change the way I did stand-up. Kevin Hart's Shaq Cedric. He goes out. Everyone, D-Ray Davis, Ari Spears, Tommy Davidson, all go out and kind of do crowd work and fuck around with the way people are dressed and keep it kind of urban. It's a predominantly black crowd. Kevin Hart just goes out and tells a joke. He tells a fucking joke to open. He closes the show, and he's not Kevin Hart today.
Right.
He tells a joke, and the joke is fucking hilarious. He goes, "I think my baby's stupid." Every time he talks, he just goes, "Ah," and then he layers this into every story. He's like, and then my son walks in, and he's like, "Ah," and it just was a structured joke. And it made you think like, oh, that's right. Comedy is also fucking, there's a math of it. And it was such a great set. Changed the way I looked at stand-up. Really, it did. And so I love Kevin. I love Kevin. But the fucking hard work stuff, I hear that so much. And yeah. Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld attributes all his success to hard work. And you're like, oh, hold on. Can we just break it down for a second? You had a late night talk show deal that they didn't want to use, so they flipped it into a sitcom, which put you on in a different time frame. You had different standards for, like, this is from what I've heard. There wasn't, you had the development team that was late night talk. You didn't have the current, you know, like, development group that was for sitcoms. So you got opportunities to do things they wouldn't have never allowed you to do. And you know, it's like, there's so much luck that goes involved to that I just want someone to go,
I'm pretty lucky.
I'm the fucking luckiest guy in the world. And yeah. I know people go, yeah, Bert, you're barely talented. We get it. Like, but I'm the fucking luckiest guy in the world. And I just want to, like, when you give hope to people that are sitting watching this going, I want to do stand up. I go, oh, it's totally possible. You just got to get lucky as fuck. Like, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right. I think being successful at stand up is kind of like a trifecta though. Like it is. There's innate talent in pretty much, not pretty much, in every successful comedian. They have some innate talent and ability. Something is just funny about the way that person thinks or delivers what
they think. Like I said, watching Kevin Hart eat popcorn.
Then there is a luck factor, like a timing thing, like, you know, like meeting this person or getting your special acquired, like when you didn't think it was going to make a difference. Like, that's that timing luck thing. And then there is like work, because you do have to put in a lot of time. When you think about all the shitty shows we did, you know, over a decade, and you're like, man, I did all those shows, you know, made me better at doing stand-up.
What I want them to say is, I just realized what I want them to say.
Okay.
Use examples of people that don't work hard, that got the same luck they did, and we don't talk about anymore, and go, see that motherfucker? They didn't work hard.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, then now I get your analogy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we won 94 wars, the United States.
Fucking out of how many? 100?
I don't know.
How many wars? Are you being serious right now? We won 94 wars?
That's what Zola put on the board.
We won 94 wars in 200 years.
Yeah. Do they have like...
It's like a fucking war. Some of these wars lasted 10 years.
A loss column? Is there the one that says lost?
There's hardly any that they say we've lost. Most are inconclusive or other result or ongoing.
In America, we don't lose any wars. We tie a few, but like Vietnam wasn't a loss. It was just like a timeout.
There's a whole
we'll
thing
be back.
There.
We'll be back.
About Vietnam.
What if Trump had said, hey guys, I'm leaving office. I can see the war. I can see
there
the,
you go.
What?
Native Americans won a couple. The Sioux, the Arapaho, it looks like they beat the United States in the Powder River War.
Well, yeah, it was 3-on-1, though. I can't count that.
Okay. Any other one there? Looks like U.S. Because it had a whole breakdown you said about Vietnam. I don't know. It was like... Didn't it say like...
Look at this.
Oh, there you go. Vietnam okay, so War. It does say... North Vietnamese Allied victory because the withdrawal of American forces. But there was another article. It was way too lengthy to get into.
I love that. I think Trump right before he goes, I'll concede the victory to Biden, but we're starting the Vietnam War again. and go. He just deployed troops to Vietnam. Dude,
I said it jokingly, and then I was like, because I was like, you know, he's going to start firing people, and he has been firing people left and right. And then I was like, you know, maybe he'll just like test a nuke and be like, what? Like, I felt like it. I could totally see, like, it would be January 19th, and they're like, you hear what happened? I'm like, what? It's like, fucking, we bombed Rome. I'm like, what? Yeah.
He's behaving the way I did when I got fired from Barnes & Noble. Like, I was like, oh, you want to see what an exit looks like? Suck my dick, Dwayne.
Yeah. I wish he would
fucking.
What if he brought that up when he was doing crazy shit? You should never have fucking fired Bert Barnes & Noble.
Oh, what if he, you know, he could just.
Who's that?
Fucking Ron.
Oh, boy.
Should we take it?
Sure. Whatever you want. Tell him he's on.
Hey, are you in bed?
Yeah. You want to be in bed with me? Oh, shoot. Everybody got a laugh out of that one.
You're on the Two Bears, One Cave.
What's up, Ron?
What's going on, Tom?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm finished working for the slave driver, so if you need a bus driver, just give me a call. Did you just see the obscene run he just had me do in 8 days, Tom?
It was ridiculous. Yes, it was.
6,000 miles in 8 days.
He is the worst, man. Absolutely.
I wouldn't say I think that terminology is a little aggressive. I think sweatshop boss would sound better.
Call it back at me when you guys get finished.
All right. Peace.
That was
Ron,
amazing.
Everybody, my bus driver, just to give everyone a heads up.
He used a different term for you.
Fucking Ron.
By the way, you had this great thought. You know, there's not a lot, but they come out of you. And you requested that gay guys tell us what kind of presents they give.
Oh, shut up. We didn't get feedback on that, did we?
We did. And
oh,
so,
yeah.
Are you ready?
I am.
You're
going to
love
ready.
This. Okay. It says, Tim and Bart can confirm that gay dudes give the best presents. Dated a girl with a gay brother. For my birthday 1 year, she got me an unwrapped portable DVD player. He got me a baseball signed by Mariano Rivera and 2 tickets to the Subway series, one for me and one for his dumb sister. The DVD player wasn't even wrapped. It was just in a gift bag. No card, no fancy paper. Best C. Hello, men. Being gay and married, you are right. We do know how to get each other better gifts than our heterosexual counterparts. My husband recently got me a private charter to Vegas with my friends, as well as a suite at the Cosmopolitan for 3 days. He just turned 50 this past summer, and I sent him to Mexico with friends and bought him a Mercedes. Sean. Howdy, Tom and Blart. Around a year ago, I lost my custom Letterman jacket from my high school football years. It sounds silly now, but the loss of this Letterman jacket really broke my heart. For my birthday this year, my boyfriend contacted the company my high school used to make the Lettermans and had my entire football jacket remade. Not only that, but he also bought me a rifle and gave me a fat blowjob. For his birthday, I bought him a HTC virtual reality device and tickets for skydiving. Regards, Joey from Texas. I mean, we're getting just absolutely killed in this thing.
Like, this needs to be a website where you women can go to it and then they find a gay guy.
A gay
to pick
guy
a
that
present.
Goes, let me help you out.
Let me help you get your husband. What, tell me about your husband.
Christmas Eve 2018, my wife of 10 years decided to get me 2 packs of socks, 3 packs of underwear, and a Costco pack of Mach 5 razors. I looked her dead in her eyes and told her, "You don't love me." Later that night, we went to a party to hang with a few friends. Her gay friend Ryan bought us gifts. I reluctantly opened mine, and it was a Nintendo Switch with 3 games, a case, and screen protectors. I began to cry as I looked at my wife and said, "This is a real gift, you evil witch." Sydney.
Oh,
amazing.
I'm fucking, I need an intervention. I need an intervention.
What's your big, like...
I'll be 100% honest about everything right now. Ask me any question you ever want to know about my lifestyle, and I will fucking tell you in hopes that someone hears this and goes, "Bert, I got a quick fix for you."
What's the... What's the big challenge for why? What are you doing wrong that you know you're doing wrong?
Booze.
Booze?
It's booze. Booze opens a floodgate. Like of, it, you know what it does? It loosens my brain up to start shouting at me. Like yesterday, I'm so good. I have this juice. I drank the whole thing myself, right? That was all I had until about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, I had chicken breast. I swear to you, all my, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you exactly what I had. I put it down on Noom. Is Noom a sponsor?
I don't know.
This is exactly what I had.
Yesterday?
To a T, I measured it, Tom.
Yeah.
I even weighed it, okay?
I am super jealous, by the way.
What?
That booze is your thing.
But it's as soon as I start drinking, then I allow myself to eat whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
And so, I don't know, how do I go to, how do I look at my last?
I don't know.
I got it. Here we go. Today's November 18th, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. No. Yep.
Here was November 17th. You ready? I had 1,000 calories yesterday before I started drinking.
That 1,000 is pretty light, man. Yeah.
I had 99 calories of kale, 95 calories of a Granny Smith apple, 11 calories of a cucumber.
Is that one of these?
Yep.
Okay.
5 calories of baby spinach.
This is your morning?
This is my entire day. Ready? Up until...
But like that's how you start.
That's my morning.
Okay.
I had 326 calories of chicken breast, 223 calories of pepper jack cheese on the chicken breast, just a little razzle dazzle.
Mm-hmm.
292 calories of coleslaw because fucking Leanne bought Popeye's chicken and brought it home. And I was like, I'll eat the coleslaw. That'll be healthy. Mm-hmm. And it's not healthy. I might as well just had a handful of pepper jack cheese. And that's my day. And then now here's where the wheels come off.
When
right?
did the booze start? What time?
It's going to sound early to you, but like 5 o'clock.
Okay.
5 o'clock. Wine? 5 o'clock, we get COVID tests, right? Because my parents pull in. Ron's there.
Oh, they're here now.
Oh, yeah. They took the bus. And so we tested everyone, my sisters, my brother-in-law, because we're all in a bubble now. And so I...
You do realize you're outside the bubble.
As soon as I said that, I said I'm outside the bubble. But okay. But this is control chaos. You were tested, what, the other day?
Yes.
And so I'm fine with this. They're wearing masks. We're fine.
Okay.
And so I open a bottle of wine because everyone's negative and it's the start of Thanksgiving. Let's have a bottle of wine. I open a bottle of wine. Fine, right? Fit Vine. Shout out to Fit Vine. They're Syrah's. Awesome. I drank all of that wine by myself, that one bottle, because Fit Vine goes down so fucking easy. We go over to my sister's house and they don't have snacks out because we're all dieting. And then I'll snacks out and I start spinning out of control. And then I start saying stuff like, who the fuck invites someone over and doesn't have a cracker or cheese or something? So then they put out some cheese, crackers, pepperonis, and prosciutto.
Crazy.
And I fuck it up. I mean, I've probably now had 1,000 calories of that. And then Dantana's shows up. They ordered out from Dantana's. I made myself sick. It was up here where you start going, I think I'm going to rupture something.
Yeah.
I mean, I ate a meatball, bolognese, a white sauced pasta, a chicken cutlet, like Parmesan chicken, 3 pieces of pizza. I'm just like, it's like almost like I can't stop. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, I don't know what goes on in a regular person's head where they go, I'm just going to eat. My wife goes, you know what? I'm going to stop right now. Cause I don't think I'm full and I think I've had enough. And I was like, I'll just eat your plate too then.
Right, right.
And so, and like, I just can't do it. And by the way, can I tell you the only way I can diet? And I know this sounds horrible. This is how we did sober, or the first weight loss challenge. At 4 o'clock, I wanted to just go, 4 p.m., before anyone got there, I said, if I take a Xanax right now, I will not drink, and I will go to sleep, and I can just go to sleep hungry because I'm on a Xanax, and I'll pass out, and I'll wake up with no calories. And that's the only way I can diet.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's like the Michael Jackson diet. That's the only way I can diet. That's the only way I can diet.
So it's like loss of control, right? Like when, especially if booze get injured.
I'm so in control right now. Like I'm not hungry at all. I've had coffee. I've had the shake. I'm fine.
So you guys came over the other night, you and Leanne, and I had the best time with you guys.
Do you see me lose control on that?
Yes.
I was done eating my plate before Leanne and Push had started.
We were all talking about it. And you also had your second bowl.
And my second bowl with fries. Mm-hmm. I had lost control when I got to your.
Well, here's the thing. You also had,
I can tell you the moment I lost control. And
when you opened the third bottle?
No, when I, well, the, by the way, I was drinking bottles by myself at that point. Puss is asleep going, can you do this at your house? Hold on. I said a statement, and this is when I lost control.
Okay.
I said the statement.
Well, hand me that pen.
Can you? Is this a gag?
No, it's not a gag. Because I want to remember something. Thank you.
I said, we got into your house, and you said something. Would you like a glass of wine? I said, yeah, fill it up and pour it. I need it quick. Like, I was spinning out at your house. My shoes were tight, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, and I had a hard time getting my shoes off. Uh-huh. You know you're gaining weight when your shoes are tight.
Yeah. And it's not from tying them.
No, they're boots.
Yeah.
And that first glass of wine, I ripped through and then I remember you guys brought up cheese. And I was like, no, I'm on a diet. I'm not going to touch that. And you guys were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And then Push goes, I made some comfort food. And I ate it before. I was trying to slow down because I was trying to pace myself with you. And I couldn't. I was like, it's done. Another bowl. And Push hadn't even sat down yet.
Yeah.
She hadn't even sat down. She was like.
It was a beef stew.
It's a beef stew.
Yeah.
I had two bowls of it, some pecan pie, some ice cream, and three bottles of wine at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not the bottle of wine I had, because you don't know this, but I brought three bottles of wine to your house, and I put two in the car and left them there for the ride home. You remember I said, do you guys have a roadie cup? And you're like, you want me to fill it up with wine? I go, I got wine in the car.
Yeah.
And then I drank on the ride home and then kept drinking at my house, just going like, I'm going to fuck up some pretzels. Yeah. I ate pretzels that night.
Yeah. Okay. So, but actually, it all makes sense. I mean, hearing you lay it out, it is that, like, because most people, myself included, I don't drink that much, but every time I do, like, go any extra, I completely have no regard for what I'm going to eat. Completely. Like, I already eat too much and I'm not disciplined enough as an eater, but if you introduce booze to me, it definitely falls apart.
When we were on the Go Big show, I was really scared about COVID, and at the time, very scared, because we had been on tour and I was getting legit tested every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first, we quarantined for 5 days, I want to say. 5 days we quarantined for. And my cousin Andrew had signed me up as a pescatarian as a dick move. He was like, you need to lose weight. He's like, I'm signing you up as a pescatarian.
Where?
Because all meals were delivered.
Okay.
So the first few meals show up, and I started losing weight aggressively because I just started drugging myself at 4 o'clock in the evening. Like, I'd just be like, I don't want to eat. And so I just take a Xanax. And then, Tom, this is super bad, is if I wasn't asleep by 8, I'd take another half of a Xanax and just fucking pass out. I had nothing to do. I was in a hotel room. And I lost so much weight by drugging myself. It's like the Bill Cosby diet. I just fucking took a Xanax.
Fuck, man. So what time would you get up in the... Wouldn't you be like hungover in the morning from the...
I'd sleep all day.
Yeah.
Fucking sleep all day. I wasn't drinking. I didn't drink for the first 2 weeks of that show. And I was just... I know. But here's the deal. I'm a little litigious with Xanax. So like that first day, I was coming in hot. I was like, I'm very hungover. We've been partying at a beach house with the whole crew.
Yeah.
The whole tour. And so I came in. And that night I gave myself a Xanax. I got into the room at like 4. At 5, dinner got served. And I thought, if I take a Xanax right now, I won't eat it. I'll put it in the fridge, save it for later. Took a Xanax at 8 o'clock that night. I took another half of a Xanax. And by the way, when I say half, it's still under a milligram of Xanax. It's only like 7.75 milligrams of Xanax. And I was out. And I slept the whole next day. I just kept sleeping. I got up. I took a walk at like 4 p.m.
Oh my God.
Watched the sunset. And I drugged myself again. Now I'm like no calories, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I know this isn't healthy. That's why they call me the Alex Jones of fitness. I drug myself again. And I go, just now it's like just one Xanax.
Yeah.
Pass out, sleep until like 10, God, right?
I wish the whole country was just taking Xanax. You know?
Right? It's such a good fucking drug.
It's so good for you. It's not addictive, and it just makes you strong.
But I wean myself off. From whatever that first time is, everything there is less and less. And then you get a couple nights where you're like, what about a Xanax? And you're like, no, I can't do that. And so then you got to have one or two nights of those where you're like, you're just like, I'm not sleeping great.
Yeah.
And then you just start sleeping great again. And so
this, by the way, it reminds me of Joey's note. If you eat way too high a dosage of edibles, which is what he does
every
daily,
day, yeah.
He's like, no, you got to do, you take a baby Xanax. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, take the edge off, you know? That's the move. You take like 500 milligrams, and then you just take a little baby Xanax, and then it's just smooth. And I was like, no, it's not.
You had to do that, right?
Yeah, it didn't work at all.
Are you serious?
Fuck no. I was fucking losing my mind.
What was that like?
He went on stage with 1,000 milligrams in him.
He did?
Yeah. And then I was like, how did you get through that? He was like, that's why I wrapped it up. I was starting to freak out. But like, you never see it on him. Like, you don't ever see his panic. He says that he's actually freaking out.
I talked to Eric Andre about it. Eric Andre says if he does mushrooms, he likes to take a little Xanax to make sure it's a fun trip. But my problem is I don't know.
But like, you really are your heaviest right now, ever?
No, not ever. I have been heavier, but right now I cannot reel it in at night.
This reminds me of the funniest thing you said.
What?
So we had dinner, we were drinking. You were laying on the couch. You were remember I went and you're like, fill it, be come on, fill it up, and I filled up your thing. And then we were talking about peptides, yeah, and aging, and you were like, Leanne's fucking 50, and I go, you know, I'm 41, and I go, I'm so much younger than you guys because you guys are all older than me, and I go, gosh, like I don't even know when will I be 50? And Leanne goes, well, in 9 years. And then she goes you'll be 50 and I'll be almost 60. And you go, it's so gross. You're gross. It's so gross. I couldn't stop laughing that you were just telling, you were calling her gross for aging.
I told you that we were somewhere that, and someone was saying, oh, I know I'm going to get lit up for this. Someone goes, our friend's wife has gained like 150 pounds or something.
What?
Yeah. And then our other friend's wife was an alcoholic. And I just was like, first off, if your spouse gains that much weight, you cheat on them. And Leanne goes, you're at your fattest right now. And I was like, huh. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't realize what I said.
Yeah. And then the other
one
was,
the other one was, our friend's wife's an alcoholic, but she makes all the money. And I was like, well, no one's going to say anyone to an alcoholic who's making the money. They just keep their fucking mouth shut. And Leanne's like, realize what you're saying. By the way, can I tell you, I'm still upset. I talked about this in therapy. I'm still upset that we had a scenario where Leanne says, someone said, Bert, because everyone's moving out of LA. They said, Bert, hypothetical situation. If you were going to leave, where would you want to live? And I said, maybe Florida. And Leanne goes, hold on, we have not talked about this at all. And I went, this is a hypothetical situation. And she goes, yeah, I know, but I don't want to live in Florida. I go, yeah, but this is hypothetical. They didn't say, hey, Bert, dead serious, you have to move tomorrow. We're going to kill your whole family. Let me talk to Leanne. I go, it's a hypothetical fucking situation. What am I supposed to say? Oh, let me get back to you in a month after I've talked with Leanne about it and we've slept on it. I go, fuck, I got so pissed. She's been doing that so much to me lately.
Really?
She just jumps on me and
you
goes.
You guys, by the way, are way more harsh with each other. That's one thing I noticed.
For real?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like the way you guys talk to each other. You're like, maybe it's a good thing. Like you're just, you guys are very direct and you're like.
Oh, it's Leanne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leanne has a thing called brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty. Like when she saw your play, like you can't act.
You ain't a good actor.
Yeah.
You don't listen. And I was like, a lot of people just say it was great and then just go on with it. She's like, well, why would I lie? I was like, a lot of people just lie. It makes it easier to be with people.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking so cool that this is who I'm falling in love with.
Yeah. And then like the whole thing, like, well, you're fat. You got to lose weight. And you're like, Jesus.
You're fat. Like, no, it's gross. And you're like, no, I see it too. She told me one time, so she said something about running. She goes, well, running is just stupid. It's not working. And I went, what do you mean it's not working? She goes, it's not working. Look at you. And I was like, I know. She goes, you need to switch it up. You need to lift weights. You need to do something. It's just not working. This and spin class are bullshit. And I was like, you sound like Rogan. Like that is what Joe says is the spin class and the running is bullshit. You got to lift weights. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, did I marry a little fucking Rogan that just keeps it real? 100? Like, you know, yeah. Joe's fucking the realest dude you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he'll tell you straight
but
up.
He's direct.
Yeah. He's direct.
Yeah. Leanne's direct, and I'm not direct at all. I would rather you feel good about yourself.
Right. And tell someone they look great.
God.
Wait, do you have the Lisa Left Eye pull? Oh, what my happened? God. Throw your headphones on.
Why, what did I say?
No, this was like, this, I laughed so hard in the moment, but also even afterwards.
What is it?
It's a clip. It's a clip from when we did
our live show.
Will it play here? It will? Okay. When we did our live show? Last one?
Am I drunk at this point?
I think so.
When we tell this story, we remember Lisa Left Eye Zalusas way more than we remember Andre Rison.
Let's hear it again.
When we tell this story, we remember Lisa Left Eye Zalusas way more than we remember Andre Rison.
I love that clip.
Holy shit. How fucked up
Lefty
was that?
Lefty Left Side loses way more than Andre Rison.
I wonder if I'm getting Alzheimer's.
You're not.
I wonder if I'm getting the... You know,
no, you're just drunk there.
You know Michael J. Fox got Parkinson's at 29?
No, I didn't know he was that young.
That made me feel so much better about it because I was like, oh, so it would have already shown up already.
Parkinson's?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you have that.
I don't think I do now. You always wonder.
Yeah.
You know, like you get out of bed and you're like, you're shaky.
Man,
you know?
I have a disease, genetics.
What disease?
No, there's so many people in my family.
They get bad diseases?
Cancers. Yeah. So many.
We don't have it. No, there's no cancer in my family. Knock on fucking wood.
Just in the last 2 weeks, two people in my family got diagnosed with cancer.
Really?
Yeah. And it's already been other people, you know.
Why don't they have like a screening process early where you can just do
they
like,
do.
Oh, for real?
They can see if you have genetic markers for these things.
Oh. But they, like the way they do COVID, it's so nice to know you're in the clear.
Yeah.
I wish they did that. I wish they could just swab your nasal. They need more testing for more stuff. At-home testing. They need apps that test for shit.
Like what?
Like for cancer. If you have a cancer app and you just put your thumb on the thing and they're like, you're predisposed to cancer.
Yeah.
Or my thing's heart disease. That's how I'm going.
You are?
That's why I run so much. Yeah, I'm gonna have a heart disease or stroke. That's why I wake up every morning and check my face, smile, make sure I'm not having a stroke.
Yeah, because you were always worried about Bell's palsy too.
Still worried about Bell's palsy.
Why that specifically?
Because it's like you can't do stand up. You're just fucked until the Lord decides your face gets to work again.
Yeah,
Eddie Ift got it, and he was I think Eddie Ift got it in an airport.
Like it just struck him?
In the airport, he started going, girl, what the fuck's happening?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, hey, this is not cool.
That's really scary. It happened to Tony Gonzalez.
He had Bell's palsy?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Did you talk about that?
Mm-mm.
Like, pull a picture of Tony Gonzalez, Bell's palsy.
I don't think he went out when he had it.
Let's see if we find it. He didn't play? Did he mention? How did you know that he had it?
Because it was, like, reported. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He looks like Sylvester Stallone there.
That is Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's such a good-looking man.
Yep.
Who's he married to?
Her name is October.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
What a badass name.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a photo of him like that, but he definitely had it. If you go back to just results.
Seven celebrities who had Bell's palsy. Scroll down, scroll down. Go back, go back. Scroll down, go back. Scroll down.
Okay.
Scroll down over to the right where it looks like Bill Hicks is on there. Seven celebrities who had Bell's palsy. Let's see who they are.
Does it say? Who's that? Oh, Sue Andrew Lloyd Webber. Okay.
Okay.
Then Pierce Brosnan. Wow.
Oh, dude.
He got it in his youth, it says.
If you can
George Clooney.
George Clooney can get any of us.
He got it in middle school.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah. Scroll back up. It says, it was during the offseason in 07. Yeah, he changed his diet.
Oh, my God. You can get it from your diet?
I think so. There you go. Rick Savage. Def Leppard. Roseanne Barr. I didn't know she had that.
Roseanne Barr had Bell's palsy?
Stallone. Oh.
No, he got
Wait, those are residual effects from Bell's. His his stupid slur and his smile.
No, he was his mom tried to abort him as a baby, and you didn't know this? This is true. His mom tried to get an abortion. I'm being serious.
Okay.
Check it. Google it. I think. Maybe I made this up.
Maybe you made this up.
Stallone abortion story. Okay, here we go.
Engage
in a heated argument. So, thanks, Stallone.
You gotta read it out loud.
I know. I'm trying to read it and see this effect. Okay, that's not it. Go to... Just type in Sylvester Stallone face. Maybe it was a birth thing. Like when they were birthing him, they put claws on his face to pull him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what did it to his face.
But it just said that it was Bell's palsy.
It's not.
Okay.
See, due to complications during his birth. Not an abortion. My bad. Go scroll. I can't see. For the reason he has a snared lip and a start smile.
Oh.
Yeah. It was from his birth. It was not his abortion.
Not his abortion.
It was not a failed abortion either. Shout out to Sylvester Stallone. I'm not a good listener.
So can you put, can you go back to the Gonzalez diet change so we can see what
Let's do it. I'll do it today. I'll do it today.
Yeah. So, but like it's actually in the, no, just back out to the previous.
I'll tell you right
that
now.
One, and back and yeah, and get the actual.
Put me on a diet. I'll do it to a T if it includes Fitvine.
Okay, he decided to change his usual menu, which included a lot of hamburger steaks, french fries, milkshake. His diet was full of fats. He changed his entire approach to eating. Let's see what it says he went to, though, because I know that, yeah. So make that larger if you can. Okay. Doolin was a nutritionist assigned to Kansas City players to make sure they eat right. When he was with the Chiefs, he went to her for ideas. It was a 2-year process to overhaul his dieting. What is he saying? Okay, let's talk about what's on his plate.
Oh, here we go. Fish, brown rice, veggies, fiber, nutrients, long-lasting calorie energy.
And then let's see, plan a post-workout snack.
Ooh.
Chocolate milk, she said, is something that's perfect, really? Your muscles and protein need protein, and milk has it. Drink it within 20 minutes of finishing your workout. Healthy eating and the right snack after working are two keys to his plan.
Do you think Tony Gonzalez is the best-looking Mexican dude alive?
Type
in
really
best-looking Mexican. Best-looking
question.
Mexican. I bet Tony Gonzalez. Let's just real quick. Who do you think is best-looking Mexican guys? I'm obsessed with Latino dudes getting haircuts right now. Have you ever seen that on Instagram? Latino dudes getting haircuts. I'm like, can watch it all day long.
I have not been watching that. Looks like there's a bunch
hottest
of...
Hottest Hispanic guys. Not Hispanic guys. I want Mexican guys.
Best looking Mexican guys.
There's
well,
be
I think,
good.
Just so you know, I think Tony is a multi-ethnic, you know?
His last name is Gonzalez. Yeah, ooh! But... Mario Lopez.
Very good.
Mario Lopez
guy.
Is fucking hot.
Yeah, he's
okay, good. Go to... There's got to be a website that shows... Go to the main page, all. Mm-hmm. There's got to be top 10... Okay, there we go. Found on the web. Pull them up. Let's see. Aaron Diaz from E! Online. Mario Lopez. Gael Garcia Bernal.
Bernal.
Pull up Gael.
You know him.
No, I don't. I've never heard of him.
He's a famous actor. You've seen him before. If you see his image, you'll recognize him.
No, what was he in?
I mean, dozens of movies? I don't know.
I don't recognize him there. He kind of looks like...
Okay.
Gael...
Mm-hmm.
Amores Perros. Mama Tambien.
Yeah.
Nope. I've never seen one of those fucking movies. He's got to be in... Is he in one that it was released on Netflix or something?
Yeah,
Coco? I saw that, but he's not in it.
Okay.
I have not seen one of these fucking movies.
I'm sure you've seen them.
I've never seen... Hold on. Go back. You tell me about Letters to Juliet. Did you see it?
I didn't see Letters to Juliet.
Tell me about Bad Education. You did not see that either.
But
keep
I did see the first three you mentioned.
Which ones?
Amores Perros y Tu Mamá También.
Yeah, because you speak Spanish.
No, those were like huge, huge movies. Huge.
Y Tu Mamá También?
Yeah, that was like in American theaters and everything. Yeah.
And it's subtitles?
Yeah.
What are the odds I'm going to fucking watch that?
I didn't think about that.
Exactly. Motorcycle Diaries? I know that's about Che Guevara.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it.
Okay.
2004, I was busy having kids. Mozart in the Jungle, didn't watch that. That was a TV show, apparently.
Go to his IMDb. It's easier to...
Yeah. By the way, I'm no joke.
Yeah?
there's not one of these movies that I've seen.
I don't know, man. I feel like, let's look at this list.
Is he in like any James Bond any movies? Kindergarten Teacher, Coco, I Saw His Heart, Doctor's Lunch, Salt and Fire, You're Killing Me, Susanna, Desierto, Eva Doesn't Sleep, Zoom, Rosewater, Ardo, Vamps, No, Casa de Mi Madre, fucking Zilla at the Loneliest Planet. Tom, not one of these fucking movies is anything anyone's ever seen.
No,
he's
that's
a good looking dude. He's a good looking dude. He just needs to get into some movies. All right.
Okay. Great review.
Good looking guy.
It has never worked. I got it. So, okay.
So Ryan Guzman. Who's he? He's fucking striking.
He's a good looking guy.
I love his ears.
Got nice ears.
He's got like interesting ears that looks like he was like, mm-hmm. like they almost did it like that.
Oh, look, he's got like the wrestler ear there on the right.
Yeah.
His right ear. Look at that black and white there. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's like that wrestler ear.
Dude, that's badass. If they could do that in cosmetic surgery, I'd have that done to my ears.
And just be like, yeah, I wrestled in college.
Oh.
Like that kind of thing. People are like, oh, really?
And be
like,
we might have just come up with $1 million idea.
Fuck up your ears so that you can say you wrestled?
But not bad so you can't hear and not bad so they're uncomfortable. Yeah. Just like a little sexy Guzman fold.
Yeah.
Little Guzman fold. We'll call it the Guzman
Can I get a Guzman fold?
Can I get a Guzman fold? ¿Cómo se dice fold in Espanol?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So what do you do with your clothes? You just throw them in the drawer?
That's a good question.
Wait, what if we just found that Spanish people don't fold clothes?
No, they do.
They just...
I've got one. So...
we just use hangers.
Oh, yeah. Doblar. So, dobles. Yeah, okay, yeah. Dame el Guzman...
Dobles. Guzman dobles, eh?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice Guzman dobles? Guzman dobles.
El doble Guzman?
El doble Guzman? Ah, sí. Qué linda. What are you doing?
I'm texting a guest. Don't say who it is. Future guest for Tom Talks.
Guzman?
No.
Gabriel Galeazzin?
No, but I'd love to have him on.
Okay, go back to Hot Mexican Dudes.
Go back to Hot Mexican Dudes.
By the way, we're blowing Jay Hernandez, smoke show.
Yeah.
Diego Boneta?
Uh-huh.
Don't know who that is. Let me see Diego Boneta. I'm going to pass. He looks like he kind of looks like he's like not dangerous. Like he's got like a
you want like a narco factor.
You know what I want? I want young Benicio del Toro factor. There was a smokiness in Benicio del Toro's eyes.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
I knew that.
Okay.
He plays Mexican a lot though.
He'll just give him a lot of Latin work, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Benicio del Toro. Yeah. Type in. All right. Let's go fucking You be honest.
He's a fucking man.
Is there one dude on that list that could go toe-to-toe with young Benicio del Toro? Young Benicio del Toro is the fucking... I remember dating a chick that had fucked Benicio del Toro in a parking lot outside a liquor store. And that turned me on so much. I was like, I just want sloppy.
Can you imagine what his list is like of women he fucked in parking lots?
Oh, bro. We need to get him for our next live show.
Yes.
Benicio. Hey, put that down on the list. Benicio del Toro. And you know he speaks Spanish. You can just fucking loosen him up with that shit.
No, he speaks fluent English.
No, but it's also... Don't you guys connect when you guys speak Spanish?
Sure,
to each other?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Benicio del Toro, give me a fucking... Oh, yeah. Let's scroll through these pictures. Look at those fucking eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would pay hardcore money to watch his hair get cut.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Look at this one. This one's James Bond. That's when he was in License to Kill. That's when I first discovered Benicio del Toro, and I was like, this guy's fucking fascinating.
Was he the bad guy in that?
Yeah, he's the bad guy, and he got cut on the lip, and he like did one of these like...
Yeah.
His acting choices are so good.
He's a great actor. Great
I wonder
actor.
What he's like to hang out with.
I bet he likes to tie one on.
Okay.
He's got those vibes.
Before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Me and you get to pick besties in three categories. We're going to make we're going to start our own little rat pack of actors, but we got to be that more diverse. So we need a Latino actor, mm-hmm. a black actor, and an Asian actor.
Do you feel like that you brought up good-looking Mexican guys because you think they should get the vaccine first?
I was incorrect. I thought that's what, when they said the morality of the vaccine, I thought they were talking about like what race should get it first. And Leanne goes, no, they're talking about old people versus young people. And I went, oh. I was like, I didn't know that that's, why is that important? And she was like, that's who's spreading it and who it's killing.
Yeah.
And I went, oh. Because I've been hearing the news and all I hear is the Latino community in LA is the most affected.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, we'll give it to them first. I didn't realize that young people are getting it and they're the reason that it's being spread.
Yeah.
So you, and you, so it's irresponsible to give it. I didn't, by the way, I'm half listened to all of this information.
This sounds about right.
And so if you give it to young people, you stop the spread of the virus because they're the ones going out to bars and going, it's not real. It doesn't affect us. So if you give it to young people, that, that helps it. But then if you give it to old people, that's actually irresponsible. I don't know. I wasn't really.
Why is it irresponsible to give it to old people?
I have no fucking idea. I listened to this German, this not German, but guy, but the most boring, the most boring British guy who had, didn't have a good wireless connection.
Oh, and they cut out to every.
Yeah, and it cut out. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. And I'm barely listening. And then the girl he's talking to was hot. She had an American accent. And I was like, you're not that hot with an American accent. If you had a British accent, she would be a fucking 10.
Yeah.
But with an American accent, she was a fucking 6.
Yeah.
And so. I,
is that how you break down the news usually?
By the way, that's what I was doing listening to this news. Is like, ugh. Yeah. She sounds like she's just from like the like Kansas.
Yeah.
And sure. So, but that's the morality of the vaccine is who gets it first.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, they're saying give it to young people. But I, it's amazing that my brain immediately, because I've been hearing so much about who is affected. And I think, can I tell you, I think the other thing that's bothering me is that I feel like there is such hypocrisy in the white, liberal, wealthy community of this virus. I think they preach this.
There definitely is. I mean, you can start with the governor of this state.
Yeah.
That fucking cocksucker was at the French Laundry with a group of 12 or 14. There's photos that were released. And he's sitting there telling everybody, you know, stay home, don't gather in groups larger than 6. And then he's out there fucking around at the best restaurant in the world. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm not, I understand the attraction of going there, but he's, yeah, he was there with a this, large
see,
group.
See, that's what a fucking,
you're the fucking governor.
That's
dickhead.
What fucking, and also, this is where my brain goes. When you talk about this vaccine, I know for a fact, and I'm a part of this also, so I'm definitely not pointing fingers.
I can't stand this guy.
But I know that if you put out a vaccine, who will get it first is wealthy people. Hollywood will get it first. It'll start flooding. And by the way, I'll be a part of that. I'll probably be like, how much for the vaccine to get my family, you know, as opposed to a lottery. And so then when I heard this, I was like, I was thinking basically rich white people are going to definitely get this vaccine first. They're all the people that are going to go, oh, yeah.
I need it.
Yeah.
I'm important.
And then the people that will get it last is like
the people in the most.
The people that are most affected to it. Yeah. The girl that's working at CVS the other night at 2 a.m. when I go in and I have a toothache, that girl, I'm a fucking more teeth problem, by the way.
Wait, what's your tooth problem?
I fucking don't want to get into it. Is that my dentist said, well, this is a shit show. And I was like, oh my God. And he was like, we're going to have to do some grafting and removing skin. And oh, this is going to be a process. And I was like, you just convinced me not to deal with it. And so I stopped dealing with it.
That's going to go well. Not dealing with it. Don't you think it's going to be worse that way?
Yeah, I'm certain. And I'm hoping that maybe, I was hoping we'd take a ride in the McLaren in those hills and we just die. And then my last thought would be, at least I don't have to go to the fucking dentist. My point being, I saw this as a, when I heard the morality clause, I saw this as a socioeconomic issue as opposed to a age issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that it had nothing to do with socioeconomics. But I still think.
But I think you're right. I think
more people
does.
Are going to get less.
Yeah, I think it does.
And you look at the Latino American community, or just Latino community in LA. That's who's getting hit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Is because every single fucking Mexican person in LA is still working every goddamn day and isn't put in the safest conditions. Now I'm not sounding like I'm virtue signaling, but that's when Leanne brought that up. I went, Mexicans, they get it first.
Yeah,
and she was like, wait, what? This I was like, white people get it last. White people get it last. And then I wrote a joke about it on Twitter. I said, short people should get it first because they're in everyone's breath. And then I didn't realize that short people get really upset by that shit.
They do?
Being called short and being caught up in everyone's breath. And then tall people are just like, yeah, man, I'm breathing fresh air all day. 6'6", son.
God, it would be the best to be that tall.
No, not at all. And no? That's the other thing with having a big dick. I don't want to have a big dick. I think we got perfect dicks.
You don't want one?
No.
Why?
I got the one I want, and I got the one I'm happy with.
Why is
it that? It is mockable. Like, if you saw it, you would mock it.
Yeah.
And if there are pictures of it online, I would be mortified of it.
I have pictures of it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I think Netflix does too. But I like my dick. I saw this porn black dude, like legit 12-inch dick. Mm-hmm. Legit 12-inch dick. The girl could barely get the head of it in her mouth.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Doesn't that get you so hard though when you see that?
When she's just like.
When she's like, I can't make it fit.
Yeah, but think about that poor guy. He's never had a girl literally just put their whole dick in their mouth and then swish it around.
No, no swishing.
Like, I mean, he's not like, Leanne can get like, she can't deep throat me, but like I get the head of my dick in her mouth 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, make that a t-shirt.
So you wouldn't want though to have one that's just like.
I know, and it doesn't even get all the way hard.
Oh, the super huge dicks.
When you have a big, type in the problems with a big dick. And that, let's make everyone feel good about their small dicks.
Okay.
The problems.
And also you can email us with your big dick problems.
But send a picture.
Well, you don't have to.
Send a picture.
Well, they might be reluctant to.
Your big dick going like this.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do with this huge dick? Yeah. Tell, like, make people feel good about their regular size dicks. Okay. This is how it is. What does it say here? Sometimes you're left scrambling for a bar. You know, what's it say? Oh, she was doubled over in pain after we finished. Looking back, I don't know how we avoided the emergency room. So yeah, you're hurting people.
And you know what you become a trophy fuck.
Yeah.
Is that girls start talking, who do I know that has a really big dick?
The average flaccid penis is between 3.5 to 4 inches, while the average erection falls between 4.5 to 6.5 range.
I'm at the top.
Yep.
And so, then, by the way, it's a big dick for average people.
Yeah.
But it's not a big dick, trust me.
From what you can determine, if your penis is larger than 8 inches in length when erect, it puts you in the top 2% of people in the world.
Wow.
So that's, yeah, you're like you said, you're like a, this guy measures 10 inches erect. Jordan one-ups him by about an inch. And Falcon, yeah, that's the guy, he has a 13.5-inch dick at full mast. Falcon's big penis has been documented on HBO, Rolling Stone, Howard Stern. He has pledged to donate his massive member to the Icelandic Phallological Museum when he dies.
That's a trip we need to take.
Oh my God.
Note to self, hit up Iceland.
He says, let's say in his 20s, he was like a kid in the candy store. But eventually the burden starts to overshadow the blessing. When guys tell me they wish they had my penis, they look up to me from a sexual alpha male point of view. But what percentage of your life do you spend actually using your penis for sex? Keep scrolling.
He's got to jog with that.
Right.
Thing.
Take something as simple as riding a bike. It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare?
Yep. Where do I put my penis when I'm on a bike seat? I have to keep my legs closed, but they're constantly rubbing. I end up sitting on it. If I want to go for a nice ride, the pain distracts from the euphoria of the journey itself. In a public urinal, if I'm not careful, my penis will hang down and touch the edge of the urinal or in the water.
Like an elephant drinking.
He's a germaphobe.
Keep
then
going.
There's the
this
condom
is awesome.
Conundrum.
Condoms.
He uses the largest possible condom, and it only covers half of his dick.
Jeez.
Keep going. When you constantly have to keep one hand on your rubber to make sure you slip off during sex, it takes the fun out of the process. My penis is thicker than my wrist, so girls have to adjust to the girth, but I've met very few people who can handle the width.
He can put a watch on his dick.
Oh my God. There's a lot of...
Keep going. This makes me feel so good about my dick.
God, telling a woman about your penis size is just awkward in itself. A girl doesn't want to feel like she has to have sex differently with you. She wants to just go with the flow and not stop because she's in pain. Okay. Everybody feel better now?
He has a 3-month no sex rule. I'll tell a girl I want to wait a few months before we do it to weed out the women who are just interested in him for his dick.
Oh my God. I feel like I've been used for my penis in the past. Oh my God. Yeah, most of us don't have that story. You're just using me for my
dick. Can we put
dick.
A name to a face or a face to it? I want to see a picture of this dude.
Oh yeah, there's lots of pictures.
Let
of
me see it.
This guy. His name, what's his full name? It says it there, I'm sure, at the top. Jonah Falcon, that's his name. Jonah Falcon penis, and it'll come up if you Google that.
I bet if you just type in Jonah Falcon, it'll come up.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, it's like his SAT scores.
That's him.
He is. Hold on, he's white.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Let's see his dick. I'd like to see his dick, please. I mean,
look at it in those bike shorts right there.
That's... That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think he'd like, nothing, no slight on Jonah, but like.
I mean, look at that. Look at him in those bike shorts, the white ones right there.
Wait, I want to see his dick, guys. Does he not show his dick to people?
He's shown it. He's shown it, yeah.
Let's see.
I've seen it in the documentary. He's in a documentary about it.
That's not his dick.
Hmm.
Is that me? Scroll up. Is that Tom Rhodes?
I don't know who that is.
What if we found a Tom Rhodes sex tape or all this, like randomly looking? Someone go to Pornhub and go Jonah Falcon.
All right.
And this is how we'll. He jerks off with two hands?
These are not him. I swear he has dick pics because he's done documentaries. He's been in doc. Oh my God. Is that him? That is him. So it's flaccid right now, though.
Okay.
His balls look like fucking grapefruits, too, man. Let me see. He's totally flaccid.
He can pull it. Yeah. He can put it in his own ass?
Looks like he can.
Well, maybe it's because he plays with it so much. It gets
I don't
so
think so. I think he was.
He can put it in his own asshole.
Yeah, look at the size of his balls.
By the way, is this the kind of guy that like his dick's so big that sexuality doesn't mean anything to him?
It seems like that was part of the message here. I mean,
that like all this, he's shoving his dick in his own ass. He's shoving. I'm trying this tonight.
Good luck.
I can't go over my balls like that. I'm gonna have to go around.
Holy
them.
Shit!
Like
I think we got
a shortcut. No, we haven't. Put his. I want to see the whole dick in his ass. Look at him. Yeah. Why wouldn't you fuck yourself in the ass?
Yeah. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Does it get hard? Is it just soft the whole time?
I think in this video, but... Oh, no, that's... He's going to jack himself off. I didn't know what we were watching here. Hey, Jonah, what's up, dude?
Oh, Jesus. He just came. We just watched the dude jack himself off.
After putting his dick in his ass.
And now he's like, what the fuck is he doing?
Ugh. I do think that I. Oh God!
Look
okay.
how happy he is. By the way, that is like this is the most. The
hey,
weirdest
real quick
interview.
Back out of that and see if there's any more.
Hey, would you share that on Facebook real quick?
Wait. Okay. Do you see the one? Wait. The one go down middle. That one right there. Yeah. Look at him right there.
Oh, he's skinnier.
Right, but also that's his flaccid dick right there. You see? Like that's
might as well click that picture. I mean, why are we just doing it half screen?
Good point.
That's the same size. And it's right behind the camera. I feel like I'm in Boogie Nights. Scroll up, please.
Oh,
yeah, no, I want to see his face. Can you the camera's right in front
I know,
of
but
that
he
fucking
they screen. Can't he probably can't manipulate.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow, that goes past his tan line.
Yeah. My dick doesn't look like that.
Not at all. Hey, how about this for a challenge?
What's up?
I know we need to end this soon, but how about this for a challenge? We do tasteful nudes. And the person that does the best tasteful nude, post them online, that gets the most votes wins. Tasteful.
What part of you knowing me thinks that I'm going to be like, that is a really good idea. Let's do that.
Okay. Here's what I realized. This is what our challenges need to be.
Yeah.
That was good, by the way, wasn't it?
It wasn't
bad.
I wouldn't have drank as much as you, but yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
I have a problem with impulse. I like to fill it up. Tasteful nudes. We shoot this before January.
I'm not going to do tasteful nudes. I will direct you in an adult scene with a professional.
How about this? Let's type in number one selling calendars. Let's do a calendar, a Two Bears, One Cape calendar that we can sell on our website for starting January. We got to put it in production quick, okay? Mm-hmm. And then that'll be a great Christmas present. Maybe Christmas is a little late, but that'll be a great. Type in number one selling, best selling calendars. Jeopardy. Pooping? What's pooping?
Pooping pooches.
Like like we'll do like we'll be firemen in one, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll do like firemen.
You really want to do this?
Yeah, we'll do firemen in one, and then we'll be like naughty cops. It's like male strippers,
right?
And we'll do 12 different styles each month. So like October, we'll be in lederhosen, mm-hmm. right? But like sexy.
Our dicks are out. On
No. Just sexy, sexy. It's for all the bear fans we have, like the gay dudes and women.
Okay.
And regular dudes, too, I think we're going to enjoy it.
I think regular dudes would love that.
I think that's really... And it's a great present to get somebody.
I mean, it sounds like you're saying that a gay dude can't be a regular dude, but I get what you're saying.
I meant regular... God damn it. I meant regular... I meant... When I meant regular, I mean six feet tall.
Oh, okay. So like 6 feet tall guys. Yeah, yeah.
They're the regular ones.
Yes.
So we do... How? Okay. Real quick. I know we're wrapping this up, but people... Here we go. January, what's our theme for January? What's January give you? It's got to be like sexy snowsuits, right?
Yeah, it's winter themes.
Sexy
yeah.
snowsuits.
So are we always touching each other in the photos?
No, we're seeing it. Like we're like
you know what January would be good for?
What?
A sauna shot.
A sauna shot?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
You're in the sauna.
Hey, are you writing these down, Nadav?
No. Yep.
Okay, he's not writing them down.
He's writing them down.
Okay, it's January is sauna. February? You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Black History Month.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Write down Valentine's Day. It's probably better than where I was going with this.
Okay.
Probably a lot better. Valentine's Day. February is Valentine's Day. So okay. two big Cupids. March is basketball.
Oh, March Madness.
March Madness. Okay. Tell me what else do you think about with March.
I mean, March is, I usually think about like we're going to be getting into spring, right? It's like the end of.
Okay. You know, you guys could be Googling these months too and seeing what.
April
showers. So it was golden showers. We're pissing on each other.
Okay.
No, but we are kind of pissing on each other, but with hoses.
April's Easter.
Oh, two bunnies.
Two bunnies. Yep.
April, May, January, February, March, April, May.
You have to go like May. That to get yeah, after. Yeah.
What's May? May Day. Type in May Day.
Yeah, oh, so Cinco de Mayo. How about Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, we dress up as Mexicans.
Okay.
All right. June is
beginning of summer.
June gloom. Goth. We'll dress as goth.
Okay,
goth. All right, January 4th.
July America.
4th of July. Yeah, red, white, and blue, red, white, and blue.
January, we're shooting guns and fucking drinking beer. Dicks are out.
Yep. August is windy.
Nope.
August. What is August? Type in August. August.
Okay.
August.
There's images of the word August. Jesus.
No,
Do we have to get another guy on this thing?
We'll just write the word August on our stomachs.
Okay, how about notable days in the month of August? Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, here we go. Girlfriend's Day. Friendship Day, August 2nd. That's got to be it, man. Oh, there's also Chocolate Chip Day, though. So that's going to be tough to turn that one down. Oyster Day, Root Beer Float Day, Happiness Day, International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples Day. Fuck that. Let's do...
Type in, we'll put August
it's
on
friendship
hold.
Day. It's August 2nd is Friendship Day. We got to do the
okay,
Friendship Day.
Friendship Day. That's yeah. what we'll do our like.
Okay. September. Just swap out the word and type in September there.
But I think you should go, what's September
known
for?
We have
for?
Labor Day. Yeah. Right?
Is that no?
Right? Yeah.
What's Labor Day?
Who gives a fuck? It's just a notable thing. So, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. Okay.
We got that already for May.
Yeah. Bring your manners to work day.
I think you should go into Wikipedia into the month and then see like what that month's known for.
There's a good one. There's a good note. Good search note. Yeah.
There we go. September is the ninth month.
We got that part.
Summer break. Go scroll back. You're missing it.
Oh my God. We should do a summer break one for August. August should be like, it's like a summer, like water slides.
Oh, yeah.
You know
okay,
I mean?
August
beach,
is,
beach.
August, yeah, August is our summer month.
Yeah.
September is the beginning of fall, right?
It is.
So we should do...
Flannels.
Flannels, Ralph Lauren.
And we're chopping wood.
Chopping wood, September, chopping wood, Ralph Lauren.
Lumberjack.
Okay. October
is sober. Obviously.
We'll do sober October.
I was thinking like Halloween.
Halloween.
Costumes.
Costumes, spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. November's my birthday, so it'll be everything Bert.
Or Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, we could do Thanksgiving for November.
Yep.
Thanksgiving, we got big turkeys.
Yep.
And then December is...
Inshallah, Jesus is born.
I was going to say Kwanzaa, but fine, we'll go with yours. just Christmas. We'll really own the part of excluding people from other religions on this calendar.
Are we going to do? Are we going to do a Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, or two Santas?
Santa Claus, but why don't we just do Jesus? And like a bunch of people around Jesus wishing him happy birthday.
Yeah, like regular people, or like do you want to do like the three wise men kind of thing?
Jesus has got a cake, and it says 33 is like a 33 candles.
Oh, it's an older Jesus.
It's no, yes, Jesus right before they killed him, and it's 33 candles, right? And he's about to blow them out, and they're like, make a wish, but I'd wish not to be crucified if I were you.
So maybe he's like this, and then we're standing next to him, and I have like a nail and a hammer, and then you have the wood, and we're like, we're about to put you up,
and
bro.
Jesus is like this, about to blow out the candles, and
we're about to fuck this guy up.
We should probably brainstorm on what the exact thematics of these would be.
Yeah, but this is a really good idea.
I think this could make a lot of money. January Sonnet. By the way, these are all just little placeholders, because we might really come in and fine-tune these. I thought April was two dummies. It says bunnies. God. Okay.
Okay. We got to wrap this up.
It's an hour and 30 today.
It was a lot of fun. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for listening. Emails, two bears, one cave.
Oh, I just licked the mic.
Right?
Twobearsonecave@gmail.com.
Twobearsonecave@gmail.com.
I want your, anything. I want your big dick frowny pics.
Big dick problems should be your subject line. And, you know, if you have a legit one, I mean, people are going
to
write jokey
things. I'll tell you what, I don't mind trying to smoke out the liars.
Okay.
Send in your big dick problems, and we'll try to figure out if we can see if they're real.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's caught in the wood chipper now every now and then.
Yeah, and you don't have to make a video that you attach to your email of you putting it in your ass and then jerking off. But if you do, we'll watch it. Have a good one. Bye,
love
guys.
Love you guys. Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.